big goals, key saves, and post-game comments all in one place. This is CBJ Rewind. Here's your host, Zachary Rodier.
Last night, the Columbus Blue Jackets fell to the Vegas Golden Knights 4-2 at T-Mobile Arena. Around 4:30 into the first, Eric DeBranson and the Jackets opened the scoring.
Shea Theodore trying to steal it from him. Cole Sillinger steps in, gets it back on his stick. Puck to the blue line, and the Blue Jackets get a shot from DeBranson. It goes off the goaltender and in. Eric DeBranson firing that puck from the right point. It finds its way into the net, and the Blue Jackets have scored first here tonight. Goody, goody. Eric DeBranson makes it 1-0.
Zach Werenski gained the primary assist on that goal, and that helped him rank second all-time in assists in Blue Jackets history with 205 helpers. Around 3:30 into the second, Ivan Barbashev tied the game for Vegas, and around a minute later, Jack Eichel gave the Golden Knights the lead. And 3 minutes into the third, Pavel Dorofeyev made it a 3-2 game for Vegas, and with around 3 minutes left in the third, Eichel made it a 4-1 game on the power play. But with 12 seconds left in regulation, Carson Meyer got one back for the Jackets.
Blue Jackets are jamming away at the puck, and they get it in the net as Aiden Hill could not stop the shot from Carson Meyer. Carson Meyer just whacking away in the crease, and he's able to put the puck in with 10 seconds left in regulation.
That goal from Meyer led to the 4-2 loss for Columbus, and after the loss, Blue Jackets captain Boone Jenner shared his thoughts on the game.
I don't know what to tell you. We had a good first, and we all stopped playing after that, except for Terry, but the rest of us stopped playing second on.
The Blue Jackets are back on the ice this Tuesday night at 10 as they take on the Arizona Coyotes at Mullet Arena. The pregame show starts at 9:30, both on Bally Sports and the Blue Jackets Radio Network. With CBJ Rewind, I'm Zachary Rodier.